This week's film is Juliet Naked, starring Rose Byrne, Chris O'Dowd, and Ethan Hawke. Based upon the Nick Hornby novel, Juliet Naked is the title of a mysterious bootleg album by a fictional American rock musician named Tucker Crow, who vanishes without a trace from the music scene nearly two decades ago. When the album surfaces in a London fan club dedicated exclusively to Crow, it causes friction between Crow's number one fan, Duncan, and his girlfriend, Annie. Fed up with her boyfriend's failure to commit and his 15-year obsession with Tucker Crow, Annie lashes out with a scathing review of the album, ambushing Duncan in his own chat room dedicated to fellow obsessed fans, and the couple consequently part ways. However, the honesty of Annie's post captures the attention of the reclusive rocker, and Tucker Crow embarks upon a you-got-mail-like exchange with Annie over email. When an unexpected event brings Tucker to London, he seeks out Annie, and sparks of all sorts start to fly when Duncan discovers Tucker's presence. As only Nick Hornby can do, the seemingly ridiculous, overly sentimental plot takes some seriously introspective and surprising turns, and what sounds like melodramatic nonsense soon has you humming along with the soundtrack, rooting for the film's characters. As he so superbly accomplished with High Fidelity, It's About a Boy, his soccer memoir Fever Pitch, and his more recent screen adaptations for An Education and Brooklyn, both of which earned Oscar nominations, Hornby's story melds relationships, obsession, music, humor, and midlife crisis all together to produce character interactions so completely absurd until all of a sudden they start to resemble your family and friends. So, it is safe to say if you like Hornby's prior work, you will like Juliet Naked. Unfortunately, Hornby didn't write the script, which under the direction of Jesse Peretz comes dangerously close to an irritating Woody Allen-like narcissistic turn, but is kept afloat by the lead trio of Byrne, O'Dowd, and Hawke. Ethan Hawke delivers a surprisingly restrained effort as the down-and-out ex-rocker, somewhere in between Sylvester Stallone and Copland and Jeff Bridges and Crazy Heart. O'Dowd's comedic timing completely fractures otherwise melodramatic scenes, and Rose Byrne is finally given the role and screen time she deserves to demonstrate her charm and versatility in an entanglement of complicated relationships and self-reflection. On my ski trail rating system, Juliet Naked earns my second highest double blue ski trail rating. Perfect casting, led by an irresistible Rose Byrne and a vulnerable Ethan Hawke, elevate this contemplative romantic comedy, which ultimately lives up to the expectation of Nick Hornby's novel. Juliet Naked is rated R for language, but no nudity and no Juliet. The only thing exposed is humanity's fleeting opportunities for reconciliation. This is Mark Harrington for KPCW's Friday Film Review. The Friday Film Review is sponsored by the Park City Film Series.